Well, good morning, everybody. A joyous day. It's so beautiful. I just got back from a really good retreat, my annual priest retreat, and I'm going to share some of the graces that the good Lord gave to me while I was there. I went to Wisconsin, and it was just amazing. I was at this Redemptorist place nearby Milwaukee, and anyway, it was kind of funny. I got there, and I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Home Alone, and you walk in, and the bad guys who are dressed up as the cops, they come in, and they're trying to survey the house so that later on they can come and steal whatever they want. And like, there's all this motion, and there's people walking in every direction, and I walked in the retreat house, and that's what was going on, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a crazy retreat. And Brother Bruce, now I have never met Brother Bruce before. I talked to him on the phone, and he was kind of coordinating the whole thing. And so I walked in there, and I was not looking like a priest because it was a 5.5-hour drive. And so I wanted to be comfortable. So anyway, I walk in, and he goes, "Oh, thank God you're finally here." He says, "Come this way." And I thought, okay, well, there's some great hospitality. And so he takes me down the hall, and there's this box in the wall, and all of these wires are coming out of it. And I kind of crinkled my forehead, and I'm thinking, you know, Brother Bruce? He says, "Well, you're the electrician, aren't you?" I said, "Well, no." I said, "God help you if I'm your electrician." But the funny thing was, or the divine thing was, that the first talk that was given to all of us priests there was and it was like one of the first things that this priest said. He says, "Fathers, I want you to be convicted of one thing this week and your whole priesthood, and that is your utter powerlessness." And I thought, what a funny way the Lord gave me to start that retreat. But like, his point was this. He says, you will only be effective priests in as much as you surrender daily to the Holy Spirit, to the source of all power, the source of all sanctity, the source of all holiness, the source of all love, faith, you name it. And like, it was a wake-up call to me. He says, you will never be effective priests if you try to do it all on your own. But I would say that that's true for all of us, followers of our Lord, that we will never be effective disciples, we'll never be useful disciples, if we don't daily surrender to the Holy Spirit and let His power to work through us, and such that we become little stations. We're not powerhouses, we're power stations. And the power has that source of our Lord. And His power channels through us, through our words, our actions, our gestures, our life. Because daily we surrender to the Holy Spirit. Now, I grew up with Pope John Paul II. John Paul II was a saintly man who did enormous things for the sake of the church, and we are a better world for his having been our pope, and so forth. When his father, when he was young, you know, he died, his dad died when JP2 was pretty young. His dad, when JP2 was a young little boy, gave him a prayer card. And on the prayer card was a prayer of surrender to the Holy Spirit. And Pope John Paul II prayed that prayer every day of his life, from when he was a little boy until he was taken the day of his last breath. And do you know something? That's how he was able to be as effective as he was. Because he knew that his strength didn't matter at all. In fact, he was just allowing the Lord to work through him. Look at the Blessed Mother in her lowliness, in her nothingness. Saint Joseph, the same thing. Why were they able to transform the world and bring and to have the sacred the Holy Family and all this? Because they surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And I think that's the key to our holiness. It's the key to our happiness, our health of mind, body, and soul, is this daily surrender to the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 55:15 says that in quiet and in trust, your strength lies. And that our lives can sometimes be filled with all this agitation, all of this disquiet. And I came to realize this on my retreat was that, my goodness, I had all this frustrations and angers and, you know, agitations and anxieties and all of this stuff that I didn't even realize was there, but it was, and I had excused it as righteous. It wasn't righteous, it was sinful. And it was just boiling up. But that's blocking the Holy Spirit when that happens. When we have all this noise and chaos and all this sort of thing. The Samaritan woman in our gospel today comes to the source of living waters. It's the Holy Spirit, says St. Augustine in the Office of Readings this morning that I was reading about that. She came to faith, just as our catechumens here have come to faith. And just as, thank be to God, we have all come to faith. And we got to grow in it. You know, we grow in our docility, our surrender to the Holy Spirit every single day. And in that is our success. And that is our holiness. The second reading today at Mass that Franklin read so beautifully was all about how St. Paul's talking to the church in Corinth, and he's kind of referencing a time when he went to preach in Athens, and it didn't go very well because he was trying to preach all this intellectual mumbo-jumbo because he wanted to appeal to the Greek people who are all these brilliant minds and so forth. And in Acts chapter 17 talks about how he fails because they don't listen to anything. They don't want anything to do. So in our second reading today, he goes, I am not going to preach anything except Jesus and him crucified. Because that's the key. That's the key. And to surrender to him, to surrender to the Holy Spirit, to surrender to God the Father, to surrender to God the Son, and to let Almighty God, the Triune God, take up residence in us and live his life through us. It's such a different mindset than, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Okay, I'll do it. No, it's God, what do you want to do through me? What do you want to say through me? What do you want to act through me? What do you want my hands to do that actually you want to do through my hands, through my mind, my eyes, my feet, everything? That's a whole different ballgame. And that's the Christian life. And man, there's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than that. You know, a lot of people, I think, you might be surprised, although you probably aren't. You know, I do all these confessions all the time, and I do counseling, and so many people wake up in the morning and they think, I'm an idiot, or I'm ugly, or it's just going to be another bad day, or nothing's going to go my way again today. Everybody's out to get me. But that ain't the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the strength. And the Holy Spirit, we wake up and we plug in immediately to the divine power. That priest that was talking to all of us, he goes, Fathers, I have a bad feeling that a lot of you, the power has gone out a long time ago. Because you're trying to do it all on your own. But like, the Holy Spirit is the power. Channeling through us is grace channeling through us. And that's what this Samaritan woman came to plug into, was the source of that life, that divine life. And man, that's awesome. And so that's what we pray for as well for ourselves and for you catechumens. We're so grateful. Of course, we have other people who will be entering the church Easter Vigil as well. And we're excited for them. And I just can't wait, because there's nothing better than being plugged into the divine life. And praise the good Lord that he has brought you to this place in your life. And we, who have already been brought here, grow in it every day. Last thought I'll have. The priest was talking about how, you know, like a chalice at Mass, it's a sacred thing. You could never use it to drink Pepsi Cola or anything, you know, because it's sacred. It's set aside. You and I, by our baptism, set aside. We're already holy. We are already set aside. What we got to do is to grow in our holiness so that I will never use this chalice, this life, for any other purposes than those of Almighty God. And that's why we do all that we do as Catholics, you know, to let the Lord do it all through. So let's give thanks to our God. We have such a good God, and we thank our Lord all the time. And we pray that we will be good channels of His grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.